Today, Bez Hashem learned Daf Kuf Mem Alef from Maseches Chum. Some of the topics we learned about include Shalcha v'chazra, afil arba v'chamish apam chayev. The person sent away the mother bird from the nest and she returned, even if this pattern repeats itself 4 to 5 times, is still obligated to send away the mother. Shiluch l'dvar mitzvah. Even if the person needs the hatchlings to fulfill the mitzvah of tzipar mitzayra, he's obligated to first send away the mother. The machlik is Rabbi Yehuda v'chacham regarding hanoitel emal abonim. If one did not send away the mother but took her from her hatchlings, does he get malchus? And this depends on whether shiluch hakin is considered lav and nitik laseh ein loikin alof. One does not get malchus for a lav that can be rectified with an aseh. And there's a machlik is Rabbi Yechim Rish Lakish in how a lav and nitik laseh works. Rabbi Yechim holds bitloi v'loi bitloi. If one transgressed a lav and nitik laseh, he does not get malchus for the lav, for as long as he does not eliminate the possibility of fulfilling the aseh, even though he did not actually fulfill the aseh. However, if he does eliminate the possibility of fulfilling the aseh, he does get malchus for the lav. While Rish Lakish holds, kaimoi v'loi kaimoi. If one transgressed a lav and nitik laseh, he does not get malchus only if he actually fulfills the aseh. However, if he does not want to fulfill the aseh, he immediately gets malchus for the lav, even though he can still fulfill the aseh. The machlik is regarding b'mama shalcha. In what way does one send away the mother? The brisa of yoni shevich v'yoni aliyah chayavis b'shiluach. If a bird laid eggs in someone's yard, the mitzvah of shiluach hakein applies, and the reason why the eggs are not acquired by the owner via kinyan chatzah.